Just what do academics do when they're not teaching? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, sheds light on the life of academics when they're not standing in front of the classroom.
Professors live curious lives. Very little of what we do is shown to others, at least when we are doing it. Of course, we teach courses, typically two full courses each semester. Courses need to be prepared. Students need attention about the course, but also about their lives and dreams. Papers need to be graded. And we attend meetings about the governance of our departments and the university, as well as seminars where we learn of others' work. But most of the time, no one is keeping track of us at all. If we are in a university that is committed to the scholarly life, as is often described in Academic Minute, we spend a large fraction of our lives in scholarly work. We need to actually do that work in the library and archives, in laboratories and in the field. We need to raise funds to pay for the costs of research. We need to train the next generation of scholars. And we need to disseminate what we learned through writing and publishing, through meetings with colleagues throughout the world. So every few years we are asked, what have you done lately? And the answer is in terms of ongoing projects, published books and articles, students trained and grants received, and lectures given about our work. Most productive scholars work many more than 40 hours each week, willingly. Yes, there are scholars who are not productive or who teach very little. And in universities where teaching plays a predominant role, there is less time for scholarship. But the academic life enables us to give our students the fruits of our collective scholarly labors and to give society the fruits of our thinking and invention.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.